Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing. Pompeo went to China following talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The results will be another Trump-Kim summit, but no word on progress with denuclearization. Atlanta Council Senior Fellow Robert Manning tells VOA that this all connects back to the Trump-Kim summit in June.
I'm concerned because I don't see how you get from the vague promises of the Trump-Kim summit to actual denuclearization. That's going to require rolling up your sleeves and hard negotiating give and take between North Korean and U.S. senior negotiators.
North Korean state media report that Kim said favorable dialogue between the two countries would continue. A new United Nations report claims that temperatures are likely to rise by 1.5 degrees Celsius between the years 2030 and 2052 if global warming continues at its current pace, and if the world fails to take rapid and unprecedented measures to stem the increase. Reuters' Mia Warmersley reports.
According to the report, a change of just 1.5 degrees would reduce species loss and extinction and be of clear benefit for people and ecosystems. Renewable energy is a key factor. It would need to supply up to 85% of electricity to stay within the target, much higher than its current 25%. The report is seen as the main guide for governments on how to implement the Paris Accord, and could prove vital when world powers meet for the next climate change conference in Poland this December.
Reuters' Mia Warmersley reporting. The Taliban has ordered its fighters to attack authorities and security forces who are helping organize this month's parliamentary elections in Afghanistan, denouncing the process as fake. The long-delayed elections are scheduled for October 20th. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish officials have reached the conclusion that a Saudi Arabian journalist has been living in self-imposed exile in the United States, but was killed last week in a Saudi consulate in Istanbul when he went there to get a document for his upcoming marriage. We get more from Reuters' Emily Wither.
President Tayyip Erdogan's only comment so far is that he's closely following the case. Reuters Turkey bureau chief Dominic Evans was shown around the consulate this weekend as Saudi officials continue to insist that talk of his kidnapping is baseless.
They took us from the top to the bottom of the building. It's a four-story building. It was obviously an unusual event. They said they had never before opened their doors in such a way. It clearly was an unusual move for them, and it reflected their efforts from their perspective to show that stories or rumours that Jamal Khashoggi had been abducted or was being held inside the consulate were not true.
Saudi officials insist Khashoggi left shortly after he entered, but his fiancée, who was waiting outside, says he never came out.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. U.S. National Hurricane Center weather forecasters say Tropical Storm Michael is almost a hurricane and have issued a hurricane warning for a Cuban province. In the U.S. state of Florida, Governor Rick Scott said they're preparing as well.
We're expecting 2 to 4 inches of rain, and some areas might see 5 inches of rain. Tropical Storm Michael will bring dangerous storm surge to many areas, even those outside the path.
Michael is expected to move inland over the Florida Panhandle or the Florida Big Bend area on Wednesday, then move northeastward across the southeastern United States Wednesday night and Thursday. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's first day on the Supreme Court is tomorrow, but there's still lots of controversy surrounding his new appointment. AP correspondent Rita Foley.
It's a lifetime appointment, but critic and Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii says
he's going to be on the Supreme Court with a huge taint and a big asterisk after his name.
She says the allegations of sexual misconduct, which Kavanaugh denies, and his contentious confirmation hearings have compromised him. But top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says
we stood up to the mob. We established that the presumption of innocence is still important.
And he says Democrats and protesters energized the Republican base just ahead of the November elections.
That's Reuters' Rita Foley reporting. And Russia's foreign minister on Monday dismissed accusations made in the Netherlands against suspected Russian spies, saying they were intended to distract public attention from stark divisions between Western nations. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA1, the best music now.